This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker says a lot of good music to be heard these days isn't necessarily the stuff from big record companies. He has a review of a couple of new records on independent labels.
The most recent proof that there is justice in the universe is the fact that after 20 years of hard work and good music, Bonnie Raitt has finally seen an album of hers hit number one on the charts. This allows me to overlook such pop cultural abominations as the fact that the hottest selling new album in the country is Depeche Mode's Violator. The English band Depeche Mode, whose cold, affectless music sells out American stadiums and inspires teenage riots. Depeche Mode is the robot version of New Kids on the Block. But where's music closer in spirit to Bonnie Raitt's? You know, good, unpredictable combinations of rock and rhythm and blues. It's tucked away on smaller labels by acts you may never have heard of.
I'm gonna get on a ship today. I'm going to the promised land. Lights will shine and the moon will be bright. Night will be day and day will be night. Pain will be felt, sorrow will be seen. I'm going to the promised land.
That's the Spanik Boys from their debut album on Rounder Records. The Spanik Boys are something unusual in rock, a father and son team, Tom and Ian Spanik, from Milwaukee. And before we go any further, let's get a potentially nasty conflict of interest question out of the way. The liner notes to the Spanik Boys album were written by my Fresh Air colleague Ed Ward. But come on, given the quality of a song such as Keep On Walking, it's pretty obvious I'm not playing this just to plug old Ed, right? Tom and Ian Spanik write, sing, and play guitar on all their songs, and while it's possible to pick out some of their influences, I hear Buddy Holly, Hank Williams, and Bruce Springsteen on various cuts, the Spanik's music comes across as hearteningly original nonetheless. Another new independent release, Ben Vaughan's Dressed in Black, comes across as gleefully derivative.
Baby, here you come, all dressed in black. You look like my dark days. You know it's been a long time since I've seen your face. That expression you got, love could never erase.
Ben Vaughan comes from Camden, New Jersey. He's put out a couple of his own records, but this new one, On Enigma, is probably as close as he'll ever come to a bid for the big time. Vaughn has lots of fans among musicians, and it seems like all of them decided to help him record this album. Among the guest stars are Marshall Crenshaw, Alex Chilton, and the country team of Foster and Lloyd.
Every day starts with a broken heart. I must be too sensitive for this world. Well, I know it ain't right to cry every night. I must be
too sensitive for this world.
And the world is such a callous place. It's a wonder, it's a wonder,
it's a wonder
anyone survives.
Ben Vaughn has always had a funny streak in his music, and if anything, he allows Dressed in Black to get a bit too jokey. But at least you'll never mistake him for Depeche Mode.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
A one, two, a one, two.
Well, you ask me how I'm doing, and well, I'm doing fine. I tell you how I'm doing, and I lay it on the line. I'm growing a beard. Yeah, I'm growing a beard. I'm growing a beard, bird in my mind, that's all I want to do. When it's 9 to 5 routine, it don't agree with me. It makes me oh so mean, and baby, drives me up a tree. I'm growing a beard. Yeah, I'm growing a beard. I'm growing a beard, pretty mama, that's all I want to do. Well, people run around, they're running here and there. For me, I can't be bothered, I'm just trying to grow some hair. I'm growing a beard. Yeah, I'm growing a beard. I'm growing a beard, pretty mama, that's all.
This is Fresh Air.